Yeah, Catherine, a very productive meeting. I've been trying now for a few months to tie down a meeting with the director of the National Ambulance Service, and I would like to thank him for meeting us. 3 weeks ago, we decided that we were to meet yesterday. So we had a meeting. I had a presentation for him on the statistics of initial the call-outs, showing that the need for a second ambulance permanently in initial. He certainly listened to what we had to say. He gave a breakdown as well of where they see it from. But I suppose the big thing, Catherine, he has given me a commitment that he will review the service in initial. That review will start taking place over the next couple of weeks, which will run for about 2 months. And he has given me a commitment to meet me and myself and Deputy McConlogue after that review and to discuss it with us. And I think with the statistics that I had, I think, you know, we should be in a good position to push for that second ambulance for initial.
It is quite timely, isn't it, when we heard earlier this week other statistics which show nationwide there are some counties that are only operating with one ambulance at certain times in the week.
Yeah, that's right. It's timely in relation to that. But I suppose, you know, a lot of those other counties that they've been talking about that have just one ambulance, you know, are situated in a much more accessible area than what Inishowen is. You know, a lot of those areas have the accessibility to ambulances from a number of hospitals, from maybe 3 or 4 hospitals, where in Inishowen you have only really got Letterkenny. You know, you've only got one avenue to get an ambulance from, where a lot of these other areas have a lot more avenues to get ambulances from. We are away out on our own. The director was up in Inishowen about 3 weeks ago. He did drive around. He took the run from Letterkenny to Cairndonagh, and he did state himself that it is quite a journey on an ambulance. If you're in need of an ambulance, it is quite a journey expecting an ambulance to come that distance. And I mean, as I said, in the last year, there's been 540 cases where ambulances have had to come from either Letterkenny, Dunlow, Donegal town. So I don't think that's fair on the people of Inishowen, and I think the only outcome here has to be extra resources and a second ambulance full-time. And when I say an ambulance, I mean a crew. There has to be a second full-time crew. That is a problem. And hopefully now, Catherine, the pressure certainly is not coming off here. It's certainly going to stay on, and hopefully something will come out of that.